The sports this morning, you're hearing about the Tigers avoiding arbitration with pitcher Michael Fulmer. You know, 7 weeks from this past weekend, the first Tigers spring training game, by the way. Yeah, how about that?
In just
7 weeks. And it's interesting. I mean, Michael Fulmer, who missed last season because he had the Tommy John surgery.
Yep.
Remember, he was Rookie of the Year a couple of years ago, and then he kind of faltered, and then, you know, so it's still, he's an unknown for 2020. And the arbitration settlement was for him to earn $2.8 million this year.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad for not throwing doing anything last year and not knowing if you're doing anything this year.
And not knowing what he will be able to do. Yeah.
That's the state of sports, though, and you think $2.8 million, you got a bargain. Tigers still have arbitration possibilities with Daniel Norris, Matthew Boyd, Buck Farmer, other pitchers, and Jacoby Jones. So, as the anticipation of our Detroit Tigers baseball season of 2020 is really going to start to get into play because spring training is just in a month away, we know we've had some very disappointing past seasons. We know that there are probably a couple of more disappointing seasons before maybe we start making some noise. But, hey, you never know. There have teams that have gone from worst to first. Why can't the Tigers be one of those teams? But I saw this note the other day, and if this is just further indications of why the Tigers have had troubles the past number of years, we know that we have not really had a big free agent signing since...
You're not calling the C.J. Crone signing a big signing?
Well, forgot about that. In fact, I forgot we rated the Twins for two players
this year.
Well, it used to be when Mike Ilitch were alive and he had the pocketbook open, he signed a lot of big-name free agents, and some which did very well for us, and some, as this story indicates, we're still paying for. I'd forgotten this. But somebody pointed out this was just this is one of those year-end things I saw that popped up in a Detroit Online story or something, just talking about, you know, the state of sports in Detroit and where we're headed. And the point being made was, remember this, that when the Detroit Tigers lost Victor Martinez back in 2012 and needed a replacement, owner Mike Ilitch said, go ahead and sign Prince Fielder. For a 9-year contract for $214 million.
Still paying that contract.
We have one more year left to pay Prince Fielder this year.
Oh, my goodness. All that money.
That's, again, why we have some of the monetary problems we have, and you wonder what's going on. Remember, for the first 2 years, I think he did play pretty well, played every game. He was pretty durable. Then he got hurt, injuries, and we eventually somehow fleeced the Texas Rangers by trading him away and got Ian Kinsler as part of that big trade. But the Tigers in 2020... are making a final payment of $6 million
to Prince Fielder this year.
Well, remember, he was forced to retire in 2016.
He's sitting back enjoying
his
money.
So he's just going to get $6 million.
And nothing against Prince Fielder. There are two signatures on the contract. Mike Fielder didn't have to do that. And unfortunately for Prince Fielder, he did suffer the career-ending injuries. You know, he could still be playing today. It'd be the latter stages of his career, I suppose. But he could still, injuries forced him to retire. I get that. But still. These big contracts like that, the Tigers on the hook. So going back to Matthew Boyd, we're thinking, we don't even know what we're going to get from Matthew Boyd. But at least we think we're going to get something for $3 million. We're not getting anything for Prince Fielder. And we haven't been since we traded him several years ago, and we're still paying for the guy.
Maybe they ought to pay a little more money for shorter-term contracts rather than something so prolonged.
Well... you'd like to, unfortunately. Players and agents hold out, and some of these guys that have big names, you know, what was the over the winter trading? Was Strasburg signed the big contract?
Yeah, but nine years is ridiculous.
Well,
a lot can happen in 9 years.
I'd love Miguel Cabrera too, but he had the long term contract we're still paying for, and obviously as he's gotten older, he's had now. Wouldn't surprise me if a guy like Cabrera's caliber could bounce back as a designated hitter, maybe have a pretty decent year, but. For the money we paid for him. And we're not the only team, by the way.
Oh, no.
Other teams go through this kind of thing, too.
Sure.
But that's, again, for the state of Tigers fans, again, heading into the 2020 season, $6 million for a guy who hasn't been around for several years.
Right. Ah. So. Okay. Got that. And, of course, they still have Jordan Zimmermann, who is on the team. not really earning the $100 million contract, but he's still there. At least he's still playing. Throwing the ball at least for five innings. And
we're getting something out of him anyway.
He's shellacked, yes.
That's something I'm sure what we're getting out of, but at least he's wearing the uniform. At least he's on the field. He's making an effort.
Hey, by the way, Michael Fulmer, I guess I forgot. Not only does undergo the Tommy John surgery, but he had three knee surgeries. Is that right?
Yeah, remember that? Yeah. Wow. Yep.
For a young, and he's he turns 27.
A couple of months. Yep.
Too young to have all those problems.
I know. Yeah,
well, once the injury bug hits, unfortunately, sometimes, especially for sports stars, because they try to compensate or they try and continue to play because they don't want to be hurt and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Happy 2020 baseball season, folks.